Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Sherry Harley's How to Say Anything to Anyone. Sophie, I gotta be honest, I picked this up thinking, yeah sure, another communication book, but it hit me harder than I expected.
Hey there, Sam. Same here. I mean, the title sounds a little gimmicky, right? But actually, How to Say Anything to Anyone is one of those rare books that names the thing we all know but don't talk about. We're terrible at being direct. And it offers real, practical ways to get better.
Yes. The central idea is that most of our problems at work and in relationships come from not saying what we actually mean. We hint, we dance around, we assume people know what we're thinking. And then we get resentful when they don't read our minds.
Right. And the book starts by addressing the biggest fear, that being honest will ruin the relationship. But Harley flips that. She says silence is actually more damaging. When you withhold feedback, small frustrations fester into big resentments. That's what erodes trust.
That part really stuck with me. The idea that not saying something is an act of unkindness. Because if I see something you could improve and I don't tell you, I'm basically letting you keep doing the thing that's holding you back.
Exactly. She frames feedback as a gift. It sounds like a cliche, but she gives it real weight. When you give someone feedback, you're telling them something they can't see for themselves. Withholding that is actually selfish.
And then she gets practical. One of the things I loved is her rule, be specific and behavioral. Don't say, you need to be more proactive. That's vague and feels like an attack. So when I asked for the report on Tuesday, and you said you'd have it by Thursday, it didn't come until Friday. In the future, please let me know if you can't meet a deadline.
That example is so clean. It grounds the feedback in observable behavior, states the impact, and offers a concrete fix.
No blame, no judgment.
And she also says, ask permission first. Just say, can I share some feedback with you? That simple question changes everything. It signals respect and gives the other person a moment to prepare.
Yes, that was a huge aha for me. Because when someone just launches into feedback, you're automatically defensive. But when they ask, you feel like you're on the same team.
And she doesn't just talk about giving feedback, she talks about receiving it too. Most of us get defensive reflexively. But she says, separate your identity from your behavior. If someone says your report was late, they're not saying you're a bad person. They're saying the report was late.
That's huge. And it takes practice. But she's clear that this is a skill you can build. Start with low-stakes situations. Build up to the harder conversations.
Another thing she nails is unspoken expectations. We all walk around with these assumptions about what other people should know. And then we get disappointed when they don't meet them. But nobody can read your mind. Harley says, state your expectations explicitly.
Right.
And that applies everywhere, from project deadlines to who does the dishes at home. When you say it out loud, you give the other person a chance to meet it. If they can't, then you can have an honest conversation instead of just simmering.
She also talks about triangulation, talking about someone behind their back instead of going to them directly. That's so toxic, and we all do it. She says go to the source. Always.
Even with upward feedback to your boss.
That's scary.
But she offers strategies, frame it around business outcomes, not personal grievances. Choose the right time and place. Position it as helping them achieve their goals.
I'll be honest, that part made me uncomfortable. But she's right. Leaders are often isolated from honest input. If you don't tell them, who will?
And she says, you're not responsible for how the other person reacts. You're responsible for your delivery, tone, intent, and respect. But if they get defensive or angry, that's on them. That's freeing.
Totally. Because I think a lot of us stay silent because we're afraid of someone else's reaction. But Harley says, let go of managing their emotions. Just speak your truth with kindness and clarity.
And vulnerability is part of that. She argues that real candor requires being willing to admit your own mistakes. When you're vulnerable, it invites others to be vulnerable too.
That builds trust. Trust isn't built through big gestures. It's built through consistent, honest interactions over time. saying what you mean and doing what you say.
The book also talks about checking your own intent before a difficult conversation. Are you giving feedback to help, or are you venting? If your intent is pure, the words will reflect that. If it's not, no amount of careful phrasing will hide it.
At the good gut check, ask yourself, why am I saying this? Is it for them or for me?
And she recommends practicing. Rehearse the conversation in your head or with a friend. It sounds silly, but it works. It lowers your anxiety and helps you find the right words.
The part that got me was near the end. She says that learning to say anything to anyone is not just a professional skill, it's a life skill. It affects your relationships with your partner, your kids, your friends, and with yourself.
When you stop carrying the weight of unspoken words, you free up so much energy. You live with more integrity and less anxiety.
So my one takeaway from this book is this: silence is not safer. It's riskier. Every time I avoid a hard conversation, I'm actually making the problem worse. I'm just delaying the inevitable.
And if you want to go deeper on this, the whole library is available over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the big idea here is that honest communication, when done with care and respect, is one of the greatest gifts you can give someone and yourself. We'll see you in the next one.